light of guidance, the 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 light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat and salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ulama kiram have mentioned that fear, first understand what is fear. And regarding fear, Ulama-i-Kiram have mentioned that the feeling which comes in the heart of someone because of the aftermath or because of something which is going to take place after a specific incident, that is called fear. For example, if a person is cutting an apple, and in his hand he has a knife, one hand he has an apple. And whilst cutting the apple, in his heart he has that feeling, you know, what if I miss the apple? Or what if I cut wrong and I end up cutting my hand? In that case, what's going to happen to me? So this feeling which came in his heart, this is called fear. And Ulama-i-Kiram have mentioned that fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that a person thinks and he ponders about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ponders about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ponders regarding the punishment of Jahannam and the fire. Allahu Akbar. And with that, a person, you know, then fears that and he refrains himself from committing sins. He refrains himself from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He refrains from going against the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that is called fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And khawfi khuda, subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, it is praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran and in the various ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. There's a very beautiful incident which comes to mind, and alhamdulillah, I have it in front of me as well, regarding Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many of us heard this name many a times. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned that in his young age, when he was a youngster, his back bent due to some reason. And many times people asked him that, you know, what's the reason, Hazrat? What caused your back to bend? What caused you to have this hunchback, you will say? What's the reason behind it? But he wouldn't give any reply. And one of his students, you know, was looking for an opportunity that one day I'll get the opportunity and I'll go ask Hazrat, what's the reason that his back bent, his back has this sort of hump? What's the reason? And one day he says, I found the opportunity. So I went in the court of my teacher and I said, Hazrat, what's the reason that since you were a young person, the back of yours has this bent and everyone is anxious to know what's the reason and they don't know. So could you help us? Could you tell us what happened to your back? Was there any accident? Did you fall? Did you perhaps bump into something? Did something happen to you? What was the incident behind it? People are curious to know because you are such a great personality. So he says, first, he didn't give any answer. And later on, when his student, you know, insisted and, you know, kept on saying that, Hazrat, please tell me, what's the reason? So Hazrat Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi subhanallah, he mentioned, he said, one of my teachers was a very great Islamic scholar and I gained lots of Islamic knowledge from him. So he says that when he was about to leave this world, he called me and he said, oh Sufyan, do you know what has happened to me? This is the teacher of Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri. He said, he called me and he said, do you know what has happened to me? I have persuaded people, I taught people, I encouraged people to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I told them to stay away from sins, to abstain from sins, to always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do those actions which earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I did this teaching for 50 years. Allah Allah, but regretfully, today I'm going to leave this world. Today I'm going to die. And he says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes me out of his court on the day of judgment, and he says that you are not eligible to come into my court, then what am I going to do in that moment? 50 years I preached, I called people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, you know, go away, you are not worthy of coming in my court, then what is going to happen to me? Allah, Allah, Allah. Hazrat Sufyan Thawri says, when I heard my teacher, then out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my back broke. That's how much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was instilled in my heart at that moment, that out of the fear, my back broke. And he says the noise of that breaking was heard by all the people who were present there at that time. And he says, and I kept on crying out of the mercy, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, this situation of mine started to worsen so much so that blood started appearing in my urine. And then I became sick, I fell ill. Allah Allah. He says, when I fell seriously ill, when I became very sick, I went to a non-Muslim Hakim. Hakim, you can say, a herbalist, a traditional herbalist. And I explained my situation to him, you know, the blood coming in my urine, I am sick. So at first he couldn't diagnose what was my illness, what was my sickness. Then he says that later on, after a while, he examined my face and he checked my pulse. And then he said, after pondering, after thinking for a while, that currently, this Hakim said, this herbalist said, currently, I think there will be no young man like this person amongst the Muslims whose liver has ruptured out of the divine fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, 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 Allah. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the great personalities of Islam. These are those honored and respected personalities whom the Quran has praised, the various ahadith have praised. And indeed, these are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the fear which was instilled in their heart. Out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his back broke. Out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his liver ruptured. Out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so many things happened. And until Qiyamah, a lesson was given for the Muslims, that if any person claims to be a believer, if any person claims to be a mu'min, then this was supposed to be the level of fear he needs to have in his heart. Yes, we are sinners. We are disobedient people. We are people who keep on sinning and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot reach that level that out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our liver will rupture or our back will break. But the little fear we should have in our heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this fear is necessary. Why? Because this fear is the base of everything. Automatically, when a person has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will start to find that his ibadah will become easy for him, his mu'amalat will become easy for him, his actions will become easy for him, his performing salah will become easy, his giving zakat will become easy, his fasting will become easy. I mean, when a person has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what more does he want? Everything will become easy for him. Everything will start becoming successful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this is indeed a very beautiful and unique topic. And it is something which needs to be discussed. And alhamdulillah, as we mentioned in the beginning, that we do have a very respected and honorable guest who is going to be visiting us today. Subhanallah. And we will be welcoming our guest very shortly via a call. This guest, alhamdulillah, we studied together sometime, and today, alhamdulillah, he is a mulana, a madani, and he is doing tremendous work in his area. Inshallah, we will discuss more regarding the work which he has done in his area, and we would like to take some very beautiful madani pearls and madani flowers from him regarding this specific topic. And inshallah azawajal, as soon as he joins us, we will inshallah be speaking to Mulana Usman Madani. Before we connect to our respected guest, Mulana Usman Madani, I would like to inform all the viewers that Mulana Usman is alhamdulillah based in Malawi. And he is doing tremendous work in Malawi. Alhamdulillah, there is a Welcome to Islam campaign where many people are accepting Islam. Alhamdulillah, Mulana Usman has just joined us. Mulana Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. How are you, Mulana Sahib? How is your health? How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, okay, well, keep up the fantastic work you're doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Allah ta'ala bless you and all the viewers, inshaAllah.
SubhanAllah. Mulana Sahib, we're just informing our viewers that Alhamdulillah, Mulana Sahib is based in Malawi. And if Mulana Sahib could just give us a brief description of how is Malawi, what's the environment there, how is the Dawat Islami work in Malawi, and if you can enlighten us a little bit on this topic as well.
Alhamdulillah, Malawi, the warm heart of Africa. So yeah, it truly is the warm heart of Africa, Alhamdulillah. Quite natural. It's not that sort of a upworld country where you have tall skyscrapers. Quite natural, mashallah. A lot of poverty here. So Dawat Islami is doing great work in terms of education, in terms of welfare. So alhamdulillah, we have approximately 20 centers in Malawi, and a few of them are under construction as well. A massive Jamiatul Madina is under construction. We have more than 1,200 students studying here. And the welfare work, whether it is a natural disaster or anything where the need arises, Dawat Islami with its volunteers, with its beautiful department of FGR, is on the forefront, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mulana Sahib the ability to carry on serving the deen of Islam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Dawat Islami strength. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Amir al-Sunnat a healthy, long life, inshallah. Indeed, this is the faizan of Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat, and may we continue plucking the fruits of benefits from this beautiful tree, I would say, of wisdom, subhanallah. Mulana Sahib, coming to today's topic, alhamdulillah, as you know, that this is a beautiful silsila by the name of the Light of Guidance. And in this beautiful silsila, we speak with many relevant topics which are relevant to the youngsters, especially because our target is the youngsters. That if the youngsters are rectified, automatically the future generation will also be rectified. And we do speak of many topics which are relevant to them, like previously we were speaking about hidden diseases, about maybe about tarbiyat, about you know, respect, and those kind of things which are important. And today's topic is regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And personally, I feel this is indeed a topic which needs to be addressed to, especially towards the youngsters. And alhamdulillah, as Mulana Sahib is doing this tremendous work in Malawi, you have to converse with many youngsters, with these kind of people of this age. So what advice could Mulana Sahib give our viewers and our listeners with regards to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Any advice, whether it's from the ahadith or from your personal experience or the incidents of the Sahaba ikram, awliya ikram, inshallah, in a few minutes, just for our viewers.
A very good topic, and Allahu Akbar. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa. This is very, very, very much needed. So out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have read, and you know, often the Mughalikeen mentioned these in their lectures, that the awliya Allah, our pious sages, would cry so much. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of that sort, that the awliya Allah would cry, would weep the entire night. What's the basic essence of it? What's the basic concept of it? The basic concept of all this is that Allah is watching me, no matter what. My Rabbah knows exactly what I'm doing. So for the youngsters, I would give an example which is very, very much likely for them to understand it very easily, that no matter what you do, wherever you are, whether you are driving, when you are driving and you know there is a speed camera somewhere, and you're on 140, 160, 180, you will calm down like a nice good boy and come to 100 and 120 of the speed. And say, for example, you're going to a shopping mall or to an airport or something, and you want to do something, you know, funny, you won't do because you have seen a camera there. So we are scared of a speed camera. We are scared of a security camera. We are scared of a camera up there in the mall. And that too, we don't know that someone behind the camera, is he watching or not? We don't even know if the camera is working or not. But we know this for sure, as guaranteed, that whatever I do, wherever I do, however I do, my Allah is watching me. So if this thing can be in our mind firmly stuck, that no matter what, my Rabb Azza wa Jalla is watching me. This certain instance what I am doing, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what I am doing. My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, whether I'm alone, whether I'm in front of people, whether I'm with family, whether I'm with friends, no matter which company I am in, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So if this mindset can be there, then inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, most of our sins will be overcome by this thought, and this will help us to grow in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very amazing waqia. A Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali passed by a marketplace, and there he saw a person. He had a knife in his hand and he was trying to threaten a lady and steal her bag. And Sayyidina, great chef, he walked from there and he told that person something in his ear. That person dropped his knife and left everything. He fainted on the spot. Then people asked the chef that, what did you say to this man? What was it that you said to him? That he left everything. Everyone was there. There was a whole scene created there. He wasn't listening to anybody. What did you say? You changed his mind completely. He said that, I said nothing much. Just this, that Allah is watching. Allahu Akbar. So this thought, if it can be in our minds, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, it will draw us closer to the fear of Allah and the love of Allah and the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, very, very, very beautiful pieces of advice you have given us, Ma'asab, and our viewers as well. And very beautifully, you also indicated towards the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is ihsan? And he said, أَنْتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And if you cannot reach that level, that you worship Him in such a way as if you are seeing Him, then this much you should know, that فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ, undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So beautiful advice, Munasab, and we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the proper fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the proper taqwa in our hearts, in our minds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ahlu sunnah wal jama'at. Jazakallah Munasab for your lovely, lovely pieces of advice. We really appreciate it that you took out your precious time and joined us on this lovely and beautiful silsila. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you happy and always grant you abundance of happiness. And inshallah azza wa jal, in the coming episodes as well, whenever you give us time, inshallah we will call you once again for some beautiful pieces of advice. And inshallah azza wa jal, we will meet again. Jazakallah Munasab. Alhamdulillah, that was Munasab from Malawi. Munasab has given us with regards to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And he mentioned that if a person can keep this in his mind, that wherever he is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at what he is doing, then automatically a person will stop doing that action and a person will start repenting and he will start making tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. The Holy Quran has many a times emphasized and told people that which things should they fear. I mean, we are discussing fearing the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing the fire of Jahannam. And the Holy Quran has given us many guidelines that these are the things which a person should fear of. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very beautifully, Allah ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions then, when the defeating shout will arrive On that day, man will flee from his own brother, and from his mother and father, and from his wife and sons. On that day, each one has just one concern, which is sufficient for him. Allah, Allah. The Quran is giving you a guideline that fear the day of judgment. On that day of judgment, neither your father will help you, nor your mother will help you, nor your brother, your sisters, your uncle, your aunties, your relatives. Nobody is going to help you on that day. You are going to be alone. It's you, your deeds. You did good deeds, then you are lucky. And if you did bad deeds, then you are unfortunate. And indeed, there is disgrace for you. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Ayah 86 of Surah Maryam, Allah ta'ala says, وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. Allah, Allah. And on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, translation of comes to demand, and will drive the criminals towards hell, thirsty. Allah, Allah. Means fear the day. On that day, the criminals, the mujrimeen, the sinners, the disobedient people will be dragged towards hell. And the situation will be such that they will be thirsty. Means they will be in that specific punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't you fear that you will also be dragged to hell? Don't you fear on that day you will also be thirsty? If you have the fear of that day, then stop sinning now. Stop being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Ayah 27 of Surah Yunus, وَالَّذِينَ كَسَبُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ جَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ بِمِثْلِهَا. Allah, Allah, Allah. وَتَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٍ مَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَاصِمٍ كَأَنَّمَا أُغْشِيَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ قِطَعًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مُظْلِمًا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah, Allah. Allah Ta'ala mentions, and for those who earned evil, the recompense of evil is its equivalence, and humiliation will cover them. They will have no one to save them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if their faces are covered with segments of the dark night, covered in darkness. It is they who are the people of the fire. They will remain in it forever. Allah, Allah, Allah. Those who earned evil, those who did these bad deeds, those who did these evil deeds, what's the outcome for them? They are going to go to Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions humiliation will cover them. They will be disgraced. They will be humiliated on that day. And what else will happen? No one will save them from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the guidelines which Quran are telling you that, listen, this is what is going to happen. And if you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have some taqwa, if you have some khawfi khuda of the day of judgment, of that being thirsty, of being dragged to Jahannam, of being humiliated on the day of judgment, then now is the time where you must change your actions. Now is the time where you must change your lifestyle. Because indeed, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali, Karramullahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Kareem, has mentioned that today is the time for actions, not accountability. And tomorrow will be the time for accountability, not actions. So today do whatever you can. You do as much good as you can. And in the year after, you will be at ease, you will be at peace. But today, if you do the wrong things, today you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today you go against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then today you are going to enjoy, maybe for the life of this world, for the love of this world, for the pleasure of this world, you are doing that sin, that disobedience. But tomorrow when accountability is going to be done, then where are you going to be standing? Then what is going to happen to you? So remember this piece of advice, that today is the day of action, not accountability. Tomorrow will be the day of accountability, not actions. Now look at yourself and ask yourself this question, that am I prepared for that day? Do I have everything ready for that specific day, the day of judgment? And nobody is going to say yes. Because you can spend your entire life in sajda, your entire life in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but by Allah, you can never, ever, ever be ready for that day. And you can never say that, you know, my deeds are enough and there is no punishment. No, even in that moment, you will always be depending on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bottom line, that we need to adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to adopt this fear, because when we have this fear, we will stop sinning, we will stop disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically, we will start living the lifestyle in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the moment we do that, we will know that yes, we are preparing ourselves correctly for the hereafter. How should we adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed, We will adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we read the various ayat of the Holy Quran, the tafaseer, the translation of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His wrath, as we learned now. Allah ta'ala mentioned that the criminals will be dragged towards Jahannam, the fire, the day where people will run away from each other. When we read about all of this, when we listen to all of this, automatically the fear is instilled in our heart. Likewise, we listen to the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We listen to the incidents of the Sahaba ikram, the Awliya ikram. This is a perfect way of instilling the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one method. The second method, as we learned now, every moment a person should think and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. The moment he has this in his heart and mind, then he will automatically adopt the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And the third thing which a person should keep in his mind is one perfect way of adopting the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being in the company of those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You sit in the company of a wali, you sit in the company of a beloved of Allah, you sit in the company of a muttaqi, the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically you will also start fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to always have His haqiqi fear, and may this fear be instilled in our hearts, in our lives, in our minds. Ameen, 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 bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, we are coming towards the end of today's silsila, and the words which I want to leave you all with is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have this feeling that every moment of our life, keep in your heart and mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Yes, all those who are listening to me, whether you are young, you are old, male, female, whatever it is, keep in your mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And the moment you can keep that in your heart and mind, inshallah azza wa jal, many doors of the sins will close and many ways of earning reward and ibadat will open to you, inshallah azza wa jal. This brings us to the end of today's silsila. Alhamdulillah, many things were learned. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of everything, the base of your iman. If there is no love, there is nothing. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us firm on maslaki haq, maslaki ahlus sunnah wal jama'at. Ameen, 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 bijahi nabi ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, think positive, stay positive, be positive. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you happy. Till then, keep everyone in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.